T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prayers for my people down there, man.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle Greg is there.
Really?
Yes, I talked to him last night.
When's the hurricane supposed to hit?
It's moving so damn slow. He's down there because his birthday was last week. And so I didn't get a call because we were obviously gone. And so I called him yesterday to wish him a happy late birthday. And I was like, what you doing, man? He said, man, I'm down here in Jamaica. I was like, right now?
Leave.
He was like, yeah, can't get out.
Oh.
Yeah, can't get out. Because he's supposed to leave yesterday.
When it moves slow, it's almost even worse.
Yes.
Because then it sits on top of you.
Yes.
That's what happened in North Carolina and that part of the country last year. It just got trapped up there and rained for days.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Monk's down there. I talked to him last night, and he was like, I'm like, what you doing, man? Out here eating some good old Jamaican food, ready, just hanging out. I was like, all right, man. So the group texted the family this morning and said, he's doing all right.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Yeah, I've seen reports. For people that don't know, there's a crazy hurricane in the ocean right now that's headed toward Jamaica.
Yeah.
I've seen reports that it's among the worst that would have ever hit islands down there.
Which, yeah, bro.
They get bad hurricanes all the time down there. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, yeah, definitely. Prayers to him and everybody else who's down there. Be safe
as
you possibly can.
Yes, sir.
The back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. We'll get to a college football corner.
And as we always say, and it's more Andy that he doesn't mind the selfies.
Oh, I don't mind.
Come on, man.
I don't mind a selfie.
Yeah. Like,
how would I know what you look like if you didn't send me a selfie?
I don't really need to know a lot of times. I mean, you know, we get more men's selfies. I think that's what it is.
It's all we get.
Yeah. We get more.
I don't want it.
We get more men's selfies. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want any lady selfies.
No, I'm not talking about like that. I'm a happily married man.
I know you are, but that's what I'm saying, just to clarify. All dudes in my DMs. How I want it.
Yeah, dudes do you not have, like, maybe because of me, I have long arms.
Oh.
And so it is not all the way to where you can see the nose hair. Mm. Maybe because, you know, maybe people got the Naughty by Nature dude's arms.
T-Rex arms?
Yeah, the T-Rex arm.
Yeah, man, I mean, not everybody was a wingspan guy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Maybe because of my wingspan, and then, you know, I can get...
Catch radius.
I can obviously get way away from my face. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's just
that's
me.
That's why my wife is the designated family selfie lady, because she's got long-ass arms.
Yeah.
She can D you up, man. You're going to be a hard time getting a shot off over
Ashley. That's the thing about it, because it's always funny, because you're a lot like me whenever we go with our wives. Like, all the pictures she takes.
I know.
For the most part.
I try to do better.
And so I did better this time, because she's like, can you take – she put it on her Instagram. But I did. I stood there, Andy. I took the deep breath, like she said, and I blew it out as I'm pressing the snap button.
Why is that supposed to help?
I don't know. She told me this. She said, take a deep breath and let it out as you're pressing the button. I was like, cool. Whatever.
Huh. I never heard that.
Dude. All right, and so
it's really funny because, you know, obviously, you know, I follow your family and you guys follow us on social media and all that, so I see when you guys are on trips. I did wonder. I was like, does Donna have like a selfie stick?
No.
Or did Randy take that picture?
Yes.
Good for you,
I did.
Man. It was good. You did a good job.
But the thing about it was I had to tell myself, just like most men, don't mess this picture up. Because, again, we had to retake – like she would get like some of the workers to take pictures, and it wouldn't be how she wanted. Right. So that's more suffering for me because mm-hmm. right. I'm ready to go. I don't want to sit there and take no damn 1,400 pictures, man.
I just feel bad because, like, my wife does such a good job yes. of kind of waiting for those really special moments.
Yes.
And then I'll be – you know, I'll be talking to Jack
yes.
and, you know, or whatever, have Lily and Jack in my arms or something,
yes.
and she'll always capture it perfectly.
You get her.
There's not a single dude. One of those pictures of her.
Nothing.
You would think she was so a terrible
ragged.
Parent.
So raggedy.
Like, where's all the special moments you've had with him? Well, undocumented.
Yeah, dog. Because
my husband does not take photos, so I'm trying to do better.
I am doing better. Every time I see them doing something or her doing something with them, I'll always try to, you know, but I'm not as good as them because they know how to hold it at the hip.
I know, and they're sneaky.
I'm not a good hip guy.
Totally candid. Yeah, I ever do it, everybody knows. I'm right. like, hang on.
Yes.
Hang on. Oh, no, that's sorry. That's video. Hang on.
Yes.
And then I've got to get in there. I know. I'm trying again. But, okay, good. We're both
working
on it.
We're getting better. We're getting better at taking and catching more of the family moments ourselves.
But thank you to our listener live from Chicago with all of his Falcons gear on, repping the Falcons in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just trying to get over that loss. We'll get back into some Falcons stuff, top of the 1 o'clock hour. College Football Corner. Obviously one of the big stories of the year in college football and continues to be is how many great jobs are coming open. And there's a lot of different ways you can take this. Obviously LSU comes open over the weekend. Brian Kelly's fired. Governor in Louisiana is trying to keep some of his buyout money away from him. Good luck with that. That's not really how that works. So I think we'll see. We'll see. But I think Brian Kelly's probably going to get...
There was supposedly some kind of fine print in his contract where they might be able to whittle $30 million off of that buyout from 50 to 20.
Yeah.
Are you
and I'm
serious?
Sure that they'll try.
It's being written. Yeah, and they're going to try at least.
And
yeah.
I bet Brian's got some pretty good lawyers, too.
I bet he does, yeah.
And we'll see how
they're
that goes.
They're going to battle it out.
Because normally coaches get all of it.
Yes.
And they want him to leave, so they're going to pay it to him. interested to see if he decides to take another job in this cycle, because to me, Penn State makes perfect sense. I just think from a fit standpoint, he obviously is a really good coach. Even at LSU, won double-digit games, went to the SEC championship game his first year, had a Heisman Trophy quarterback. Like, he's won quite a few games.
Yeah.
Not enough, and it wasn't just that. There was some behind-the-scenes stuff and disagreements with some of the power structure and all that.
But that's the one thing about it is, like, when you're winning – you can disagree with the power structure.
You can be as big of a jerk as you want if you're winning, but you can't be a jerk and lose.
Yes, yes. That's always the biggest thing when you talk about coaching. Man, I wish I had this. I had tried to save this clip. I thought I saved it. Of like Joe Klatt talking about the amount of money, like by the time buyouts, he said it's going to be close to $500 million.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like far as
between
like,
all these jobs?
Yeah, between all the job buyouts.
Well, then just think about the athletic director who's making this decision in Scott Woodward. He's the same guy that okayed the buyout of Jimbo Fisher.
Yes.
So between those two guys, he's going to have like greenlit $130 million in buyouts. Now,
yes.
He's not greenlit lighting
no.
them.
No.
The boosters.
But that's
are
the thing about
them,
it is like people are like you hear now a lot of you know people because you were talking about you know this governor in Louisiana supposedly had something to do with the, all of this and the firing of Coach Kelly basically saying well you want somebody has to be fired. I'm not going to fire him. Okay, so then you can leave.
Right.
And we're going to fire him anyways.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not only is he fired, you're also fired.
Yeah, we're going to fire him anyway. Yeah. So that's why when you look at it, people are like, well, no, these people have always been around. They can just come from behind the curtain now and tell you.
Exactly.
You're fired.
Yep.
We don't want you no more. Hey, let's get this money together and get him up out of here.
It is interesting to me, some of the reactions to stuff like this kind of exposes how new some people seem to be to college football.
Yes.
Because it's been going on forever.
Yes.
Like the boosters, the big money donors, they're the ones that have made the decisions forever. They're a big part of how big recruits ended up at certain schools.
Yes.
They just used to give the money in duffel bags or no-show jobs or whatever. Now you can just do it with NIL, and they can pool their money together and buy guys out and move on much more publicly than they have been in the past. But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And they're going to convince somebody to come take that job. It's interesting. I don't think they have to convince them that hard either. That's been one of the questions I've heard, and we talked to Mike about it, of the three biggest ones, and I think LSU, Florida, and Penn State are the three biggest ones.
Right.
I think Arkansas and UCLA and Virginia Tech, those are big jobs too, but those three jobs there are sort of higher
do
profile.
If you're them, do you go after a first-year head coach?
If I'm who?
One of those three teams.
If I'm LSU, I want to get – I'm going to try to take a coach from a place who's succeeding currently.
Right.
I want Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Like if that's what I'm doing, I'm going to try to get him there. And it seems like now you've seen that photo from when Stephon Diggs was on that boat in Miami.
Yes.
And he was having a good time.
Yes.
That's Stephon Diggs is Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
And all those ladies around him are LSU, Penn State, and Florida. Lane Kiffin seems like he's going to have his pick.
I think so too. I think he, I don't know Penn State's in it. I think he's going to,
I don't think so either.
It's going to be, but it's one of those things where, because of how good his team is right now, you know, Ole Miss is a possible playoff type team.
They should be a playoff team.
And so if you're LSU and Florida, how long do you wait for that?
Exactly.
That's a big thing.
Great question.
How long do you wait? Now, obviously, meaning, before you have a commitment, because they can have a commitment. Now, I'm not saying nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can do back channel stuff.
Yeah, you can do back channel and all those different things.
Which, I don't know. We talked last year about how you'd never see a player on a team in the playoff leave during the playoff.
Yeah, we did say that.
Wrong. Bogdanula left.
We did say that.
Would you ever? You never.
He got messed up pretty bad.
I know.
Bad.
He hurt his knee and that loss to Vanderbilt. That was a hell of a football
game. Hell yeah, it was.
But we got to stop saying never about everything, because there's no never in college football. I don't think a guy would stop coaching his team in the playoff. But I think a guy would make a back channel deal to leave his team when the playoff was over.
But we were talking about this off the air, because we were talking about obviously those guys. But there's other teams like the Vanderbilt coach, like Clark Lee. Like, he's a Vanderbilt alum and everything like that. He's turned this program around. Would he – I won't say consider an LSU job or that, but, like, would he consider leaving for another job? You know, when we talked about Brent Key, when you told me how much Brent Key makes, I was like, hold on. I said, no, that was the raise he got last year. No, that was he got a raise last year to bring his salary to what currently is. If Georgia Tech don't stop bullseyeing around and go get this man a new contract.
Brent Key needed a raise yesterday.
Yeah. If you don't stop messing around and go give Coach Key a new extension.
Because, and you said it with Clark Lee, it's the same thing with Brent Key. And there's a few others, but, like, you can't lean too heavy on alma mater.
Yeah.
Like, alma mater's great, but if they're going to triple my salary, like, no offense.
None at all.
I still went there, and I still got the diploma on my wall, and I'll come back for reunions. They're offering me $13 million a year. I'm going over that way.
Yeah.
No offense. That needs to happen. Clark Lee needs to get a raise.
Yeah.
At the very least, if I'm them, I'm going to make it seem like I might leave.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get the raise.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because Indiana did it like that.
They were like, hey, what?
That was 2 weeks ago now.
They're like, hold on. James Franklin got fired? Hey, call his agent. Call his agent right now. You want to stay in Indiana, right? Yeah. Because that's where Lane is. Lane is right there right now. Lane's agent, whoever he is, it might be Sexton because he's everybody's agent.
I think it's Sexton.
It might be because he's everybody's agent. It's sitting there like, okay.
How are we going to play this?
How you want to do this, Lane? You like Ole Miss? You want to be a highest coach in the NFL? I mean, in college? Watch this.
Because that's what I would do. I would find a way to get Ole Miss to make me the highest paid coach in college and stay there.
Right.
Lane Kiffin's 6 wins away from a statue.
Yes.
In Oxford, Mississippi.
Right beside Archie.
He is.
Right between Archie and Eli.
Right between them. This man wins a net. I mean,
yeah.
No one's done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
He's a clapback king, too. Damn, Venables.
what did Venables?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, he was basically saying that they were better. than Ole Miss. And then Lane being Lane.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. That was a good game, too.
Yes. Yeah, it was a great game.
There was some really good games on Saturday. That Texas comeback was crazy.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
Arch looks really good.
As much as we're talking about, you know, Mississippi State doing this and all that. Like, Mississippi State, I didn't know that they didn't want an SEC game yet.
Who?
Mississippi State.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah, they've been competitive.
Yeah, they've been competitive. They won one.
They've been very competitive. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.